Max had slept really well inside the house. She was out on the porch at daybreak, and the sky was a whole bunch of different shades of pink and red, bleeding into a swatch of blue. She stood perfectly balanced on the wooden railing of the deck of the house where she was hiding. She was still wearing the sleeveless white cotton tube she had escaped in, and the same ballet slippers. "Matthew? Matthew? Where the heck are you? Come fly with me? Come on down, Matthew. Please don't be dead." She raised her wings just a little. "Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Air buffeted against her feathers, making a soft drumming sound, the gentlest timpani. Max took a deep, sweet breath of the mountain air, of wildflowers, of pine needles, and before she could chicken out, she pushed off. She was more prepared for the vertigo this time and for the sensation of her stomach actually rising up in her chest. She beat her wings hard against the air. "Flapping counters gravity," she told herself. She had learned all about flying from Mrs. Beatty at the school. She just wasn't allowed to fly. Flying was forbidden. As her upper arms swung out, her shoulder bones rotated easily and naturally in their sockets. The elbow joints automatically opened, her wrists extended, and her feathers spread. She found herself rising without having to do another thing. It was unbelievably quiet up here. She was riding on the air, and it was 100 times easier than swimming. She could hear birds chirping, but didn't see many of them yet. She circled effortlessly as she continued to climb. Flying was the best thing, definitely. No wonder it had been forbidden for her and Matthew. She was so high that she could blot out the house with a...